knowing the nature of black bears, how they can be a little bit more aloof, and they are real avid arboreal climbers, we've wanted to enclose a space that is going to really lend itself to increasing their mental welfare and giving them some great spots to hide and to forage.
Turner and I are standing on a deck overlooking what will be the new black bear habitat. It's a mostly wild acre surrounded in bear-proof metal and wire fence. There's a creek at the back, and the space is filled with salmonberry bushes, spruce, and slender alders. It has plenty of trees to climb and food to forage.
There's a good chance that once they get comfortable in that hillside, that we won't see them that often because it's very dense brush, and it's going to be tricky to see them. But that's not a problem I mind having.
Turner first takes me through their old, smaller habitat. It looks like a bear playground. It has big tubes for them to hide in, with chunky logs and sticks banded together. Connected to that is the brushy wild.
Trying to keep a number of familiar elements to the new exhibit so that they have that comfort level and they've got things that they still know. So it shouldn't be too scary when we move them into this new exciting space.
The big question for all is, will the bears enter their new space? Turner hopes so.
They really like the space they're in now, so will they be quick to go back to their old home, or will they be hesitant?
The next day at the fortress, about 150 people show up to watch this moment. The bear handlers go into the new habitat. Volunteer Cody Knighton tells me they're loading the nooks and crannies with snacks.
So we put out the rare treats that they don't get often was the pistachio delight, raspberry parfait, and the ambrosia delight. And then we also got a bunch of salmon eggs donated not too long ago. And so we put those in the freezer and made essentially salmon egg popsicles.
Founder Les Kinnear enters the bear habitat. He, along with volunteers and staff, built the habitat. They worked over the winter while the bears were hibernating. Usually, people don't enter the enclosure, but the bears are very used to Kinnear. Before the door even opens, the three bears stick their noses up in the air.
Smokey, Julie, Bandit, come on!
And 10 minutes later...
So they can smell.
Look at
them.
They're licking
him. I told you. You gotta install that wonderful ambrosia salad.
All three bears have entered their new home.
We're very excited about what's happening here today.
Kinnear is beaming.
The bears are exploring, finding the perimeter of their new territory. Bandit's up on the trail adjacent to the fence. He's excited, he's nervous.
How do you know they're like nervous and excited, or do you just imagine it?
Just their body language. He's alert, he's up on his toes, his ears are perked forward. He's got his head on a swivel, he's stretched out. He's just very excited about what's happening. Look at him up there. That's absolutely fabulous.
As the bears continue to explore, Thule even climbs a tree. After a few days, they're digging muddy daybeds, climbing trees, and taking naps. Soon, the salmonberry bushes will be fruiting, and the bears can enjoy the habitat's natural treats. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Cassandra.